Jesus Christ sends forth his servants to preach the gospel and heal the sick. He sent forth his servants to proclaim John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He sent forth his saints with the very clear message of two doors in Mark 16:15-16. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." The stark reality is obvious. On God Said, Man Said, we have a series that has drawn much attention, dubbed the 21 Signs of Doomsday. The day of the earth's doom approaches, but doomsday happens tens of thousands of times a day. That doomsday is the day the unbeliever dies. But God has made a way of escape. Have you discovered this way? Have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Today, two doors are set before you, and today you will either choose Jesus Christ and redemption or continue on through the second door to eternal damnation. Let today be the best day of your life. Choose Jesus Christ and live forever. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. The light is calling you. Now for today's subject. God said, Colossians chapter 1, 12 through 19, "Giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." Man said, "I have been created out of nothing as a result of an astrological accident. There's no difference between me and a possum. We are both animals, simply at different levels of evolution. There is no God." Now the record. Why does it always end up here? No matter how hard the unbelievers dodge, no matter how hard academia searches, they end up here. They always end up at the Word of God. Psychologists have discovered that one or two sessions of word therapy performed as well on their patients as several months of psychotic medications. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 629. You have arrived at word therapy, and this therapy is traveling at the speed of light. All of these features prove the full veracity of the Word of God. They are all archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. You can download the entire website to your iPod. You can use the telefriend feature to send a gospel track to someone you love. You can search the search bar above to find the answers you're searching for. Thank you for visiting today. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. It always ends up at the Word of God, and that in its aggregate self is incontrovertible truth that God is. Yet this truth is a total mystery to those who choose to sit in darkness. Why does man desperately cling and defend his unbelief? Why so desperate to defend the indefensible? Jesus declares the simple answer in John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. It was Darwin's position that as science grew in knowledge and experience, it would be obvious that God was an irrelevant crutch to the uneducated and the easily led, but the contrary has been the case. The more archaeology, paleontology, geology, microbiology, ancient historians, etc., have uncovered and discovered, the more completely relevant God and His Bible have become. It always ends up here, and yes, the why is a mystery to those who choose to sit in darkness. A handful of examples on how the academics continue to confirm and reluctantly support God's given record follow. All of these subjects are featured on God Said, Man Said. Use the search bar above right if you want more detail. Get ready for Holy Ghost shock and awe. Thousands of years before man's research begins to understand the matter, God and His Bible are already there. God's Word states that there was a beginning. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Science confirms and pseudoscience contorts, but nevertheless they arrive at a beginning. God's Word reveals a mystery. There was light before the sun, Genesis 1:3-5, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The sun, the moon, and the stars were not created till the fourth day. Science now confirms that there was light before the sun. God said He created a paradise on the earth for man to enjoy, Genesis 2:8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. Non-Jewish and non-Christian societal records say absolutely yes. God said, Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We are made out of dirt. Adam's name means red dirt. When Christian missionaries came upon the ancient Miatsu tribe of China, they were shocked when they discovered that they had an intricate genealogical record that traced their heritage back to the world's first man. The Miatsu said his name was dirt. Science also has confirmed that we are made out of dirt. God said, Genesis 2:21-22, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. When the medical world finds the need to perform bone grafts, a prime source of bone is the rib, which is filled with bone marrow, which produces life's essential red and white blood cells. Just recently, science discovered the impossible. They found male DNA in female brains. They are scratching their heads. How? God said, man said, suggest they consider the rib. God said, Genesis 3:20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Imagine the shock when microbiologists discovered that all humans on this earth have one common mother. This discovery had evolutionists running for the tall grass to concoct another explanation. Their original position was that life sprung up from all over the earth. God created one man, as noted earlier. Science also now confirms this. God said, according to the Bible's genealogical math and certain clear chronological markers, that the earth is just over 6,000 years old. Here, reluctantly, comes science. When the bodies of the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, and his family were exhumed and lab tested, scientists were shocked. When DNA testing was done, the mutation rates occurred at a much faster rate than imagined. Ann Gibbons, in a feature in Science, had this to say, regardless of the cause, evolutionists are most concerned about the effect of a faster mutation rate. For example, researchers have calculated that mitochondrial Eve, the woman whose mtDNA was ancestral to that in all of living people, lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago in Africa. Using the new clock, she would be a mere 6,000 years old. God declares a global flood in the days of Noah, Genesis 7:17-20. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. Geologists have discovered that the vast majority of the earth is covered with flood strata. The mountain peaks sport marine fossils, and statistically, all of the earth's fossils were buried by water action. We just listed 9 subjects outlined in God's holy word, subjects once ridiculed, but now science says yes. Keep in mind, these subjects were found in just the first 7 chapters of the Bible, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's inside the first 7 chapters. No matter how hard the unbelievers dodge, no matter how hard academia searches, they end up here. The reason they end up here is a mystery to carnaldom, but not to the redeemed. Colossians 1:16-19, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." Everything ends up here because everything revolves around Jesus Christ. Even every thought is either pro-Christ or anti-Christ. Revelation 21:6, "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Jesus Christ is the Alpha, the beginning of the Greek alphabet, and the Omega, the end of the alphabet. He is our source of life-giving words. His name in Revelation 19:13 is called the Word of God. The word anthropic or anthropocentric means regarding man as the central fact or final aim of the universe. That definition has been replaced. Christ-centric is the proper word. Make Jesus Christ the center of your life because it always ends up here. God said, Colossians 1:12-19, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." Man said, "I have been created out of nothing as a result of an astrological accident. There is no difference between me and a possum. We are both animals, simply at different levels of evolution. There is no God. Now you have the record."